All right, we're back. Top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And Kevin was holding. I'm sorry I went off on a kind of a rant there, Kevin. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I guess I'll smile. I don't know if you're going to be ready for me, but, you know, Ed and Elaine made a mistake way back in the beginning when they made the decision to stop paying the income tax, and they really didn't know why, and they just knew that it was wrong, and Ed, you know, was probably all, you know, everything he said was correct, but he didn't, I'm not sure he really understood the ramifications of what they had done, and apparently not, because I didn't realize that they were accepting people that said were friendly into their home, and that's what did them in.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, they should have realized right from the beginning that they had now pricked the beast, and the beast was now turned around and looking at them and is going to eat them however it can. And so it was unfortunate that Ed and Elaine were so trusting and allowed people that were said they were friendly into their home, because that was really their downfall. You know, there are the IRS is legitimate. You have to know how to deal with the IRS. Back in 93, when I heard William Cooper interview Wayne Benson, and I understood then that, I verified what they were talking about, the fact that who is a taxpayer and the definition of income. You see, this month's American Free Press, in the advertising section, there's an ad in there, and it speaks something to this. It says, the judge says, if everybody used this defense, everybody would beat the IRS, and the defense was the fact that he's not a taxpayer. And so that's what the little ad is in the American Free Press. And then in the front part of the American Free Press, it talks about how a jury in Las Vegas acquitted somebody. There's a couple, three stories about how the IRS is getting there. The senator is Ron Paul, has got his arm around a young lady who, a former IRS agent who has come forward, and there's like about a full page sheet on her. So, see, the IRS, the federal government, had to do something with Ed and Elaine, because we're winning on so many other fronts that they had to really go after Ed and Elaine, because the American Free Press is really doing some serious damage to these people, and they had to respond. But I'm sorry about Ed and Elaine, and they're 65 and 67, and so hopefully they were able to encourage somebody while they were have their program, but they're pretty much history now. And you talked about the fact that we're not going to let it go or anything like that. Well, guess what? We had our chance. I'm in Northwest Indiana, so I'm far away from them. But the people that listen to RBN and so on and so forth, they should have been there, surrounding Ed and Elaine, and that already should have been taking place, and I don't care if it was for 7 months. You know, this whole life that we live here is only a test. You know, and 7 months isn't a very long time. I just wanted to throw that in, is that we already blew it on protecting Ed and Elaine and their history, just like you just said, and let's hope we can do better on the next ones.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily agree with all of that, simply because we don't know at this particular point in time how much more Ed Brown is enduring over this. And I'm saying, and I was just about ready to before we went to break, asking my listening audience to get, and I don't have their numbers here, folks, but if you go into the Concord Monitor, go on Google and look at these local newspapers and TV stations up there, WMUR, let your fingers do the walking and start calling these reporters and calling these journalists and start putting pressure on mainstream media to find out where Ed is. Because, you know, this is an ongoing ordeal, Kevin. This could be, you know, they could declare him an enemy combatant, ship him off to Timbuktu and torture him forever. We don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
Well, that's all right. We're going to go to a break. I'll hold you over if you like.
Okay, I would.
All right. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my call-in guest, Kevin. Be right back.
Yeah. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I've got Kevin on the line. Kevin called in from Northwest Indiana. Wait, I think you told me before on a call that you'd made before. You're up around Valparaiso in that area. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I remember that because I spent 23 years in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Kevin, so I'm very familiar with that area up there. Okay, at any rate, now let's address for a moment. You had mentioned something about we already blew it because we should have went up there and, you know, supported them, surrounded it, and stayed there for the 7 months because it's just that's a blink in the eye in the course of time or something of that nature, correct?
That's correct.
Right, okay. Now, first of all, in defense of that, we all have our lives. It's literally, you know, from my perspective, Kevin, it would be, especially from my...
Have you ever, excuse me, I'm going to interrupt here now. Have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know something? I would suggest that you go there for at least 1 hour someday and take a little stroll. And then you get back to me on that, on what you were talking about just now.
Well, you interrupted me. Now, I'm going to cut you right there, and I'm going to tell you this, okay? All of these listeners, and I don't know how many thousands of them we have, but all of these listeners couldn't very well just put their lives on hold from their kids, from their jobs, and so forth, and run up there and surround that property. I don't think that could have happened. Okay, and even going a step further, if it did happen, what do you think the powers that be would have done besides escalated the event and used that as the leverage to declare martial law, Kevin?
Or or the truth could have come out about the IRS. Well, see, it could go either way here. See, you see, actually, Ed and Elaine failed to do what Ron Paul is trying to do. Ron Paul mm-hmm. is trying to provoke them. That's all I can see Ron Paul doing right now, because the beast is so well entrenched that right now the only thing we can try to do is provoke the beast into making actions so that more people will wake up and become on our side. But pretty much all we can do right now is provoke the beast so that it will make inappropriate actions and screws up, and we get to exploit those things mm-hmm. when they happen.
Okay, let me ask you this, Kevin. When you say, you know, we're provoking the beast, you know, to expose them or whatever, do you not think that the people, well, you know, at large, per se, have awoken enough? I mean, let's go back to, you know, Vernus Coughlin, Joe Banister, Whitey Harrell, Tom Cryer, these people that were just acquitted last week on this tax trial. I mean, from my perspective, what I'm looking at here is I believe that the late, great Aaron Russo awoke enough people that if they were called for jury duty, they're going to start voting for acquittal. I think that's happening. I don't know that the solution, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong, Kevin. I'm saying that I don't know that the solution would be for all us patriots to drop what we're doing, run up there and surround that place, because it looks to me like it would be just the excuse they need to provoke an incident to put the hammer down on us and declare martial law. I don't know that that would have been the answer.
It doesn't take a whole lot of people to surround Ed and Lorraine's property and show a sign of force. And not everybody would, and we have enough young bucks in this country, and we got enough people that are just single that are in this movement that could have done just that. So I don't really find an excuse for what you're talking about. I just figure that the United States may be knowledgeable, but what's required below the belt for the men is not there. So I'm sorry to have to say that. So
I don't disagree.
I'll tell you why I get to say this. I don't know if you remember the part about this, though. You see, I started micro-broadcasting 10 years ago, and I'm covering 3,600 square miles in northwest Indiana right outside of Chicago. I stopped paying the IRS in 93, and when they came after me after years of correspondence, I kicked their butt in 98, and the sheriff's on my side. I go to the sheriff's quite often. I was wondering how many of your audience knows their sheriff by first name basis and actually can shake hands with him when he walked up to him. And the sheriff knows that they're a good guy. You see, I've done all this, and so I can speak the way I speak.
Well, then, if that's the case, Kevin, you got 3,600 miles worth of micro-broadcasting stations. So are you telling me that you, sir, have the solution for this IRS monster?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. As a matter of fact, in this month's American Free Press, in the advertising section, there is an ad in there about how the fact that a judge states that if everybody used this defense, which is the defense of not being a taxpayer, that everybody would win. Now, that you can go to the American Free Press and go into the ads, you know, into the advertising, and you can find that. Now, I used that in 97 and 98. You see, the very first time the IRS sends you correspondence, you better know what you're doing, okay? Because the very first one, there's a little CP-515 up in the upper right-hand corner. Then it says your name and address and your social
security. I'm very familiar with it.
So you know what CP-515 stands for, right?
You bet.
It's a computer paragraph 515, and it has to deal with the fact that you are supposed to have been collecting excise taxes in Puerto Rico, and you haven't done so, and why not, and now you're in trouble. Now, you go right by that as if it didn't exist, and you go with the English verbiage in the rest of the letter, which they call you a taxpayer. Why haven't you sent in your 1040 or whatever, and now you're in trouble? You see, when you know what's going on, and then you must know all of their rules and regulations. You have to have their copy of the IRS code so that if, when all else fails and they do levy or lien, you can go to Section 6331, go to the sheriff and say, Sheriff, look at here. I'm not an elected federal official or a federal employee. They cannot. I've not worked for them, and they do not owe me a wage they're not going to give me. So the sheriff goes, oh, I see. Then they can't really levy your checking account, can they, Kevin? And you go, no, sir. And then they go arrest the bank president for giving away my money. Now, you see, that's how it's supposed to work. But you see, how many people have their own copy of the IRS code book? How many people know that in Section 6331, paragraph A, it says you have to be an elected federal official or a federal employee to have a lunar levy place? Okay, then what happened to Ed and Elaine? Why didn't they use that defense?
I don't know. Did you ever, Kevin? Did you ever personally speak with Ed?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact, I sent him a list of 73 questions, saying that they had already entered into a courtroom that was totally bogus, and they so they had lost immediately. Do you remember the list of 73 questions? Have you ever received that or seen that?
I have looked at so much literature.
Okay, well,
I've been dealing with these people for 12 and a half, almost 13 years, Kevin. So I know the deal, okay?
I know
the traps. I know the legalese. I know all the stuff that they throw at you. And I do know this, okay, that some people win, some people lose. Now, lately we've been having more wins than losses. I mean, at least from what's coming into public light. Now, I don't know that we're winning a larger percentage, but I know that the truth is coming out. Now, sad to say that, yes, Ed and Elaine Brown, you know, there's some mistakes that were made during their course. And I agree with you, you know, that Ed didn't go about this the right way. You know, he didn't. He basically walked out of the courtroom in the middle of it. He shouldn't have been in the courtroom to begin with. That I will agree with you. Okay? It's over and done with. Now, you know, can anything happen? Can it be reversed? Can there be a new trial? I'm not an attorney. I don't know. But I do know this. These people, and I know you know this, Kevin, these people are terrorists. The IRS is an offshore collection agency for the Federal Reserve, which terrorizes the heck out of unsuspecting Americans all through their lifetime. And the only way that people are never affected by them is if they bend over, pay them whatever they tell them that they owe, and that's the only time, with the exception of an audit, that they're left alone. Anybody that gets into this system and peels away the onion and sees it for what it is, they all know who these people are that they're dealing with. I mean, you know, at least on the surface. So I don't disagree with you. And if I sound a bit frustrated, it's because I've been dealing with these people for almost 13 years. And I'll tell you what, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on attorneys. Attorneys who supposedly are going to alleviate my worries and everything's going to be fine, and I wind up at the end of the day holding the bag, and the only people that has fattened their pocket is the attorneys.
You should have. You didn't meet me 14 years ago.
I wish I would have. I honestly do. I wish I would have. But where I'm sitting right now is I'm sitting in the same quagmire, maybe a year or two, you know, ahead of the game that Ed Brown was sitting in. Is that I've got these people that are coming after me, okay, for an alleged tax that I know I don't owe, okay, that nobody owes unless they're, you know, in some kind of an excise field, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, you know, transporting aviation fuel or whatever. But the bottom line is it doesn't make any difference because these people do not conform to their own laws. They use the, quote, color of law to dupe you, to muddy the waters and to get you into a quagmire. And if you're not even better than, and you already know this, I'm preaching to the choir here, but if you're not better than a Philadelphia lawyer, ultimately you're going to lose. And so, and you say, well, you know, you at the time that you received a CP 515, you should have done this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know what? It's too late for me as well then, because I didn't know what you know then. I didn't
That's
know.
Right. And
so I've already walked down into that quicksand, you see.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So what I do is what I do here, and I have your show on every day, but I also run a tape, you know, with the rest of the story. I don't know how else to say that, because, you see, I do know the answers. I do know what works. And I'm just, sometimes it frustrates me to no end because I've been there, done that, and yet when I call in and I expose and prove and so on, it goes, it's like it's happy Groundhog's Day, you know. It didn't quite make it, and maybe we're going to try all again tomorrow. And
well, hey, just, Kevin, do me a favor, okay? When I let you go, you stay on, and I'm going to have my engineer get your phone number, and I'll talk to you off the air. Because I'll share with you my quagmire, and it's part of the reason why I'm even doing this show, is because I am so sick of being terrorized by these people. And seeing my fellow Americans being terrorized by these people, I'm stepping up to the plate just like Ed Brown did. We'll be back in three. I got to let you go, but give your engineer or give my engineer your phone number.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Curious. Hey, phone lines are open, guys. 800-313-9443. What do you think? Do you think we should have all? I'm asking everybody but Kevin, the listening audience out there. Folks, do you think we should have all dropped what we were doing, went up there and surrounded the property? I mean, in theory, that sounds great. But is it possible to do? Could we have done it? Should we have done it? And if it happens again, should we do it then? I mean, with all due respect to Kevin, and by the way, I'm going to call him. He gave the number to the engineer. I'm going to call him when I get off the air. But with all due respect to him, the idea of going up there and doing this, in my mind, and I could be wrong here, folks, but in my mind, I would have seen it as you know, an excuse for an escalation, which is exactly what they want. I don't know. At any rate, what I'd like for you to do, and again, I don't have the numbers here, folks, but you want to go into Google and look up the Concord Monitor. I think it's the Plain Dealer or the Union Dealer, WMUR up there, and where is it, Boston, and call these people and put some pressure on them and tell them that you know, Elaine, we know, is in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, but for some reason, Ed is not. And I hope I'm wrong. But I think I know the reason, and I think deep down in your soul, in your heart of hearts, you know as well. What's sad, though, and it really is that these people, it's not enough that they have to pay with 63 months in prison. It's not enough that they are going to add additional charges to them, alleged charges, bogus charges for just being peaceful individuals. But they're also invoking foreclosure proceedings against them. They're going to take their house, and I know how that works. They're going to auction off their, and the IRS is going to seize their property, either that or the federal court's going to seize their property, and then they're going to auction it off. And I'm, again, real curious to see if it is bought before it goes to auction, and if so, who buys that house? Might it be Judge McAuliffe? Might it be a federal official? How about a U.S. Marshal? Who exactly is it that wanted that property so bad? And a thought for all the feds out there, we're going to be watching. We're going to be watching to see who buys that house. We want to see if there's a trail. And just think about this. For all the federal Marshal Monnier, okay, all your distinguished deputies, okay, just think of all the money that was spent on your salaries and your helicopter and your armored APV vehicles and your machine guns and all the surveillance. Just think of all the money that was spent on that over this, which was probably tenfold more than what the alleged amount of money that the Browns, you know, were fined. And think about it. Think about it. Wake up, guys. Wake up. All that money was spent. What is this about? It's not about the money. They can print as much as they want. It's about the power. It's about the submission. It's about bending down and licking the boots of the establishment. I hope you treat Ed Brown well. Ed Brown's a patriot. You have to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, with who you're working for, are you a patriot? Ask yourself that question. Well, all right, the phone lines are open. You know, I'm on this subject, and I can't help, I can't leave this subject without commenting. Because I live here in Phoenix, Arizona, and because I've been following this Carol Ann Gottbaum that was getting ready to board an airplane last week. And here's another prime example, folks, of TSA. Now, here's a very petite, 5'1", 105-pound woman that was going to an alcohol rehabilitation center in Tucson. She was flying down there, and she was supposed to meet a family member at the airport, and she was also on medication for mood swings, i.e. panic attacks. And by the way, I have a sister who is bipolar. I know what that is. She was deathly afraid to go out in public because when she goes into one of these mood swings or whatever it is, she'll stay in the house for months because she's scared to death to go out in public. That's what this girl had. She was suffering a panic attack, and they were accusing her of being a terrorist. These guys that they hire for the TSA, maybe they should put them through some kind of a medical education to realize that not everybody's a terrorist. You know, the people that are training them, their superiors are training them to look for, behavioral. Watch for the inflections. Watch their eyes. Watch any moves that they make. 105-pound girl. And by the way, I watched the video clips of this, folks. This woman was accosted by three police officers that had to weigh, and I am not exaggerating when I say that. Maybe it's just the bulletproof vest they were wearing. I don't know. But it looked to me like the guy that was coming back to me, he was walking from the video camera, weighed at least 350 pounds. And this lady weighed 105 pounds. And there was three of them that trounced on her, dragged her through the airport. I mean, dragged her all the way through the airport, folks. We'll be back. Awakening. Go to my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and see what they did to this 15-year-old black girl They arrested her for curfew. It's amazing. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Carol Ann Gottbaum dragged her through the Phoenix airport. And, you know, I watched video clips of 3 different cameras, folks, and I don't know how long they dragged her, but it looked like it was a good eighth of a mile through the entire terminal. 3 goons, okay, 350-pound goons. That's probably close to 1,000 pounds between the three of them, dragging this girl that's having a panic attack. And I can only visualize my sister because I've been there and I've seen it when it happens. And they don't know where they're at. They're paranoid. They're scared. And it's only because of their condition, and her medication would have alleviated this entire thing. But that coupled with the fact that her family member didn't show up, and then they're accusing her of being a terrorist because she's wild-eyed and she's panicking out. But to accost her like they did, then they put her in a cell, they handcuffed her to the bench, and 15 minutes later she was dead. Well, I'm sorry, but I ain't buying that one. Sorry, Phoenix Police Department. Uh-uh, that ain't going to fly. Because in the position that she was in, you could not have possibly strangled yourself when you had your hands handcuffed behind you and chained to a bench. You better think up something else, and you better do it real quick. And they were, by the way, they were going to do an autopsy, folks, and the family intervened. They've got their own private physician now that stepped in. He's going to do an autopsy. I want to keep you posted on this one because this is going to be a good one here. Okay. I want to hear what else they come up with to cover their tracks. And oh, by the way, did I mention to you that she was a pretty attractive lady? I just wonder whether one of the goons that happened to subdue her maybe wasn't married, or, you know, maybe hadn't been out on a date for a while. I don't know. It, at any rate, is very fishy. But I want you to go into www.theamericanawakening.org today. I've posted a couple of new video clips up there, and one of them is a video clip of a black girl. She's about 15 years old, terrified, absolutely terrified, because she's being arrested for curfew out past 10 o'clock at night. And you know the video cam the cops got on the front of his car? You see a good 2.5 minutes of his arrest. Now, the girl's scared. There's no question about that. And she doesn't want to be handcuffed, probably because she doesn't want her mother to find out about it. There's no audio on it, so she's probably just, you know, asking or begging the cop to let her go. But no, do you think he's going to do that? Oh, no. He's got to exhibit his power over a 90-pound 15-year-old girl. And you know what he does to her? He darn near breaks her arm. There's no question about that. If you look at the contorted position that this cop has her arm in, I mean, I was having pain just looking at it, folks. But he doesn't stop there. When she resists, and, you know, we're talking about a 90-pound girl resisting a 250-pound goon, which, how much resistance can you give? He's having a little bit of a difficulty putting the handcuffs on her back. So you know what he does? He smashes her in the mouth, or actually in the side of her head, right, probably in her cheek, as hard as he could. But he's not done yet, see. After he does that, okay, she's even more panicked, so now he takes out his pepper spray and sprays her right in the face with it. Surprised he didn't taser as well. Where does this stuff stop? Now, let's back up for a minute and realize that here's an arrest. It's nothing personal. He doesn't know the girl, okay? Just like with Carol Ann Gutbaum. They don't know the girl. It's nothing personal. Nothing personal. This is just what they do. But with Ed Brown, it was personal. Because Ed Brown thumbed his nose at him and said, you know what? You ain't taking me alive. Well, the first thing, now, if you were a cop or a fed or whatever, and, you know, I'm looking at it from the fed's point of view. You know, hang on the line with me, feds. Is this the way you're thinking? From the feds' point of view, oh, yeah? We're not taking you alive? Well, it is. Jeez, that's a challenge. Well, yes, I am going to take you alive, and guess what I do when I get you in my custody? Oh, you're in for it. Now, is that the way you're thinking, feds? Do you have to add insult to injury? Do you have to diesel therapeutize this guy? Do you have to con air him? Or can you just settle for trumping on the other charges and taking his house away from him and giving it to one of your public officials, which is what's going to happen most likely? Where does it stop? When do you guys start to wake up and realize that you're just cannon fodder on the front lines? Okay? They lose a few of you. They don't care. When are you going to realize that? When are you going to realize that you are protecting a system of a law that doesn't exist? When are you going to realize that? Are you doing it for your pension? You doing it for your paycheck? Are you doing it because you know, you want to be bad? Are you doing it because you like to see it when you break somebody's will and they lick your boots? Is that why you're doing it? Why exactly? Have you ever questioned why you're doing it? Now, when John and I and Randy were up there, I have to tell you, I think I mentioned this a few months ago. We had met I think he was the chief of police. I'm pretty sure he was. Can't remember his name right now. 63-year-old man. And we pulled out of Ed and Elaine's driveway, and we were driving he was coming up at us the other side of the road. And he was just as nice an individual as you would ever want to meet. Matter of fact, John and Randy were joking that he looked like me. A little older, but he looked like me. I couldn't see the resemblance. But the man was the most amicable, gentlemanly, laid-back guy, and he was spewing forth the whole time that he wanted to see this end amicably. He didn't want any problems with the Browns. They've always been good people, and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? This same guy I ran across him on a video, and I believe it was Terry Melton that was videoing him. Okay? Up there in front of the Browns property, this is maybe, I don't know, a month later, I ran across this same guy that was this wonderful, amicable individual that was absolutely flipping out because somebody had taken his little tire counter. They were counting the vehicles going in and out. And the guy was just having a conniption fit over it. So it just goes to show you. Looked like a phony to me. I thought he was a nice guy, but evidently there was two sides to that coin. At any rate, what else have I got going here? Who's this? Somebody on the phone? Let's see. Yep, we got a caller. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Okay, I saw that video the other day with that little girl and the cop twisting her arm behind her back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not defending him. She did bite him, okay? That's when he punched her in the face, and that's before he made whatever he did with her, with the mace or whatever, the spray. But, I mean, isn't it kind of ludicrous that they're arresting people for being out after a curfew and he's got to get physical with her like that? Don't you pick him up and take him home or give him some kind of a citation? I mean, well, do you really have to put people in handcuffs when you find them? Especially, I mean, that girl, like you said, she probably didn't even weigh 90 pounds.
No,
and I was watching Fox the other day, and Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro and somebody else, there was like, and it was a black man, too. He was on there saying, oh, she got what she deserved. The only one making any sense was Alan Combs. He was the one saying, I can't believe this. Everybody on this panel thinks that he handled that properly. He says, I just don't know what's going on here. And I was kind of shocked, too, that they were all agreeing with the police officer. To me, it looked crazy.
Frank, it's some kind of a permeating sickness that this country has befallen since our Führer has taken office 6.5 years ago. The mindset of this man has obviously become contagious. I don't know. You know, but whatever it is, you know, and by the way, you know, respectfully, I didn't see that. I didn't see her bite him. But even if she would have.
Yeah, it was just a little, you know, he had his arm around her when he had her. He was trying to get her arms and some kind of, I didn't know whether it was just regular handcuffs or what. But, you know, when he reached around in front of her, and like you say, she was panicking and she didn't know what was going on. And he got close to her and she did give him a little nip, you know what I mean? And as soon as she did that, that's when he punched her in the side of the face. Okay, and then he right after that he gave her the mace in the face, you know, and then was just disgusting. It was brutal. I was shocked that Fox even showed it. But to have the three out of four of them saying, oh well, he handled it properly, he was trying to do everything right, he put it on the tape. Let's get back to the beginning. Do you arrest somebody? I mean, don't you pick them up or bring them home? Do you have to put handcuffs on them if you do arrest them? I mean, I don't think she was too much of a threat to that guy. He seemed like a pretty healthy guy, a pretty big guy. You know, I mean, he was having problems getting her in there, but that's because she was panicking. I just couldn't see the reasoning behind trying to arrest her. You know, send her home, drive her home, call her parents, you know, but you don't have to put her in cuffs and rough her up like that. I felt sorry for the poor girl. And then I was outraged when Sean Hannity's going, well, that's it. You resist the police, you bite the cop, you get the mace, you get the, you know, as if, you know, you know, like I say, Alan Combs seemed like the only reasonable person on that thing. Jeanine Pirro was there smiling. I think she's a gorgeous woman, but she's got a little lack of knowledge between her ears. And then they had some black fella on there. I've seen him on there before, and he was a former detective or something, and he was defending the cop's actions. You know, to me, it's like this war in Iraq. People go, oh, we can't leave it. And I try to tell friends of mine, it was all based on phony stuff. What do you mean we can't leave? Oh, well, we can't leave now. You know, these people are, I'll tell you, unfortunately, a lot of people in this country just blindly follow the current Führer in the White House. And, you know, they think he's a Christian and he's such a phony. And if can I jump off the point for a moment?
Real quick.
Okay, I was reading a column yesterday. Kathleen Parker, who's generally a pretty good writer, and she writes for the World Jewish Review, and she's syndicated, and she was praising Mitt Romney, you know, and then she mentioned Huckabee and somebody else. I sent her an email. I said, you know, you didn't even mention Ron Paul, and these are conservative Christians supposedly that are coming up with a new third party candidate, a guy named Freese or something like that. I never heard of the guy. It's kind of outlandish. I told her, I said, what's the matter with Ron Paul? The guy's got no skeleton in his closet. He sticks by his word. You know, he's delivered 4,000 babies. He doesn't partake in all of the government spending. I said, I just can't believe you didn't even mention him.
And she replied?
I didn't get a response back from her yet. I do sometimes get one back from some of those national writers, you know what I mean? Not all the time, but, you know, they do have their emails on a lot of the bottoms of their columns. And if I disagree, I'll write in and send them, you know, something along what I think, you know, they're overlooking. Which, in that case, she didn't even mention Ron Paul. You know, she mentioned Romney and Chris Thompson and, you know, all the other people in there.
Where it's out of control.
It really is.
We live in the twilight zone, man. All right, I got to let you go, Frank. I got to let you go.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right, bye. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Tony, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. This is Tony from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a great meeting with Ron Paul. I don't know if you heard or not. But as you guys were talking about Edney Lane, it brought an idea. You know, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and all of us Americans raised $5 million last quarter. Why don't we raise the money for Edney Lane Brown and buy their property for them?
You know what? That's a darn good idea. The problem is, in seeing this in the past, I'm not sure, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, I'm not sure if it will ever go to auction. Because sometimes these things, if it's a desirable property, sometimes it's sold behind the scenes. But what I would like to ask of the listeners, especially up there in that area, is keep a close watch on that property and see, you know, they'll slap a sticker on the front door, property of whoever, and then at some point in time, they are supposed to auction it off.
Correct.
And this is what I'm really curious to see is whether that ever happens or if there's some public official, whether it be a marshal, whether it be a judge, whether it be some kind of a high-level government official who purchases that home before it ever goes to auction. Because I've been there. It's a very desirable property, Tony.
Yes. From what I've seen online, I've never been up there, but I thought, what a terrific idea. Why don't we just get all of us patriots together, chip in $100, and buy the property?
I think that's a fantastic idea, and I'm going to put it out again. Folks, all of you guys that are listening up there in that area, and I know there's a lot of them because I can, you know, I see them when I go into my website. I see the people, you know, in the areas that hit my website. And I'm telling you, keep a close eye on that property and what's going on and where it's at as far as in the legalese. Because supposedly it would be foreclosed upon, it would be repossessed, it would be taken for whatever their fine is, and then they would sell it. Now, the normal procedure, Tony, and you disagree with me if you know anything more. The normal procedure is that they would auction it off to collect as much money as they can for it to pay off their alleged tax liability, okay?
Right.
But in this case, I have a very strong suspicion that there's somebody in there behind the scenes that wanted this property, and that was part of the motivation for it.
That could be very true, but we can stop that.
Mm-hmm. And again,
we can stop that if we purchase it. If we get in there and we have enough money, we can purchase it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea. And I emphasize everybody keep a very, very close watch of it, especially the locals up there in that area. Make sure that you watch everything that's going on. Call into the station. Let us know what's going on. Okay? Let us know where they're at in their procedures with it. Because, yes, I definitely want to know what happens to that property.
Definitely.
Thank you for the call, Tony.
Thanks,
you got anything
Michael.
Else? All right, you bet. What an idea. Great idea, folks. All right, you know, if we all tossed in $100, all right, maybe 50, maybe 2, I don't know. It depends. I can only speculate. Being in the mortgage business in Phoenix, Arizona, it's a little bit different. By the way, I'm not any longer, but it's a little different than it is up in that area. I really don't know. I know that the landscape and the area up there geographically is it's just beautiful. I could just imagine what it would look like when the first snowfalls hit the trees, you know. Just an absolutely exquisite location, 110 acres. And I know you guys have seen pictures of it, but to actually be there and to smell the smells and to just walk around and get the feel of the property, it was a very desirable property. And what's, again, it's so sad that these people had – you know, worked themselves. They had built this house. Ed built that house. Okay, he built it to his specifications. He built this for with the future in mind as to what possibly could happen, and they were planning on selling it off and using the proceeds to retire and move down south and maybe do it again if they made enough out of it. And for these people to snatch it out from under him. And that's why it's going to be real curious to see who walks into that property next. Let's just keep that under a microscope, folks. And Tony's idea, all right, if indeed that property does wind up going to auction, that's when we show up with a whole bunch of money and we buy it back. Now, what we would do with it, I don't know. But if indeed it goes to auction, it will probably bring, and I've been to many, many auctions in the past, it would probably bring 50, 60, 70% of what the actual market value was. So even if we had to do that, we would wind up doing what Ed and Elaine did and selling the property off with a small profit. And I would go take it a step further, folks, and I would say once we got our money back for putting that in there, we put that in an escrow account for Ed and Elaine. What do you think of that idea? I'm for it. Be real curious to find out. So let's stay on top of that one. What else have I got here? Let's see. Is my phone ringing? No. Jiminy Frog. Oh, yeah. I meant to mention. You know, it was another thing that's interesting about this, and I hope I'm not wearing this out, but, you know, here they are. They're convicted of, you know, structuring. They structured their payments to get under the IRS or to get under the radar of the IRS. Well, what about Tom Cryer? What about Vernice Kuglin and Joe Bannister and Whitey Harrell? Why did they all walk? They had juries, too. We'll be back in three with the final segment. Michael
Listening
Herzog.
To RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors. Looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Final segment, American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. And I'll tell you what, one more quick call. Let's go to Randall in Texas. Randall, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, I'll make it quick. I think that's an excellent idea, and as a matter of fact, I had another idea which will one-up that, and that is give money to a special fund at the Ron Paul campaign and let him buy that as campaign headquarters personally.
That's brilliant.
And then that will show where he's at, the bad boys. So let's get money together, like you said, $100 apiece, and we get the money together there, and he's got that as an asset also for his campaign.
I got you. Okay. Great idea. Let's get rolling on this, but make sure to keep a keep that house under a microscope, folks, and let's organize on this. Got to let you go, Rand. I got some announcements to make, and I got about 2 minutes left. But thanks for the call. Great idea, Randall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just got a note here from Tim Wingate. If they're alive, where are the mug shots? Get your pen and paper. The union leader, folks. You want to call this call the union leader and tell them to put heat on the marshal's office to let us know where Ed Brown is. It's 800-562-8218. The marshal's office, 603-225-1632. Concord Monitor, 603-224-5301, extension 670. Where are the mug shots of Ed and Elaine? We want proof that they're alive. Why is Ed Brown not in Bureau of Prisons custody? What is the exact chain of custody? Are Ed and Elaine Brown alive and in good health? And if yes, release the mug shots as proof in life. Why would they have mug shots when they're... that's me. I just wrote him back. Sorry about that. We are setting up a trust fund for their needs while in prison as well as for them until they get out to have something. Now, folks, let's get organized on this, okay? Remember, you guys up there in that area, you want to keep them under a microscope. If that place is going to go to auction, we want to know when. Let's set up a fund here. Let's see if we can purchase that house. Now, we'll take the proceeds of it. We sell it off. We'll put up a trust fund, and we'll give it to Ed and Elaine if and when they get out, or they can use that for their expenses while they're inside. That idea that Randall had, I don't know exactly how that would work, but Ron Paul using that as that there can't or using buy that property and use it as Ron Paul's campaign headquarters until he's elected president by the will of God, and then sell it, put the proceeds back into an account for Ed and Elaine while they're in. I don't think there's any better tribute that we could give to Ed and Elaine. So I want to thank Randall for that great idea. I want to thank Tony for his idea. Anybody else come up with any good ideas? I think that's fantastic. But I do believe we can raise enough money. And I'm telling you, this is a network. This is an inter-network, just like an inter-party, what do you call it, bipartisan effort. I'm talking about all the networks on there. I'm talking about all the networks out there with all the Patriot guys. Let's do this deal, okay? Let's raise the money. If that house goes to auction, let's buy that house. We'll use it as Ron Paul's campaign headquarters and allow him to use it until he's elected president. Then we'll sell it off. The proceeds will go right back to Ed and Elaine. Any other thoughts on that? I'd be curious to know. But in the meantime, I think that those are fantastic ideas. And frankly, if I wasn't feeling a little sick, I'd have come up with it myself. No, I'm just kidding you. Those are great ideas. I'm a little under the weather today, folks. I don't know whether you've noticed that or not. But I'm going to tell you right now, that would be our efforts, okay, in helping the Browns. I hear the music coming. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I will see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he's got a good show, so hang around, folks. Bye. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With